God is so good. Hallelujah. Well, let's just be quiet now. Close our eyes and just pray quietly in the Spirit. Build up our faith even more than it's already been built up. Amen. I thank you, Jesus. I am blessed with your mercy. I am blessed with your forgiveness. I am blessed with your grace. I am blessed with your gifts. I'm blessed with the fruits of the Spirit. I'm blessed with your name, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I have authority over Satan, over principalities and powers, over the flesh, sickness and disease, poverty, all because of your finished work, Jesus. So we give you praise this morning as we are now walking in faith according to our confession. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God wants to talk about renewing of the mind today. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, there's two keys when you start renewing your mind. And one of them is learn behavior in authority. For example, when I was in school, we was never taught about homosexuality, same-sex marriage, abortion. Make sure you use a rubber before you can have sex, but make sure you wear some protection. See, all that is learned behavior. And a lot of people learn from their parents, unforgiveness, maybe they learn anger and so on and so forth. So what happens is when we become born again, if we don't renew our minds, if we don't take authority, we bring that learned behavior in the body of Christ, and we still act that way. For example, someone was saying to me this morning about believing and doubt. Believing is, Jesus helped my unbelief. Doubt is when you see the Word of God says something and you refuse to do it. And so, and because we have a lot of learned behavior through the weeks, months, and years, depending on how you got saved and what you was under and so on and so forth. But the world today and the schools today are teaching all kinds of things. So we didn't even hear that stuff, even though those... So I'm not here to judge homosexuals or same-sex or all that stuff. But I do know that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we are the body of Christ. And so we should present the body holy and acceptable before God, right? So every individual here, with a thumb, finger, fivefold, whatever we are, prophet, we are to present ourselves to God and renew our minds and let God, the Holy Spirit, clean us up over the weeks and months. Else what happens is when you come in to a church or to the body of believers, we have this learned behavior, and I know a lot, and those are mindsets, and I know a lot of people have learned behavior and still have it today after being saved for 10 years. And they're still reacting the same way, and because they were taught that. Those are mindsets. And so the authority part of it is we go through the process of renewing our mind, and the Word is our authority over that learned behavior. Amen? And this is not easy, saints. It depends how how deep the roots run and what we've taken on and so forth. So if you'll discern yourself by your spirit, by the Holy Spirit that's in you, you'll find out that people take on learned behavior. I was ministering Friday here, and there was a lot of learned behavior going on. And one lady approached me, and I talked with her for a long time, and it's learned behavior. And I was trying to, if you're not careful, it'll take root. It'll cause chemical imbalance. Your brain is made to function a certain way, as a born-again Christian is made to function through the mind of Jesus Christ, through the Word of God. Amen? Are you listening to this? And so we're going to talk about the renewed mind. We're going to go to Romans 12:1-2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Romans 12, then we'll start, we'll go with 1 and 2. Hallelujah. But I want to share a couple of things I wrote down here. Never complain about what you permit. Very difficult, ain't it? A lot of people permit a lot of things in their lives, then we complain about it. Where was you, God? How come you didn't do this? And so on and so forth. I tithe, I pray, but actually, you got the authority in you, you got the Holy Spirit in you, you got the mind of Christ, and you got the power of the Word of God, and yet we permit a lot of things. You see, I honestly believe that gold and silver and shale, you know, oil comes out of us. There's more shale in this country than there is in natural gas, and than there is in Arabia, ever thought of having. And yet, see, I think that was put in America for the American people. But the government doesn't think that way. The government thinks it's for them, evidently. But I think it was for American people because God wants America blessed. Because we're great givers, you know. We have helped many, many, many countries, and the churches have helped many individuals and so on and so forth. And I think the return blessing is to have the gas and the oil there and the natural gas and the silver and the gold and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God wants you to know that what you permit, never complain about what you permit. If you permit a headache to stay in your body, some people don't like this. If you permit a headache to stay in your body, it'll stay there. If you permit sickness to stay in your body, it'll stay there. There's a battle to get it out. And a lot of us have an awful lot of learned behavior. What did mom and dad teach you? What did the school teach you? What is the world teaching you? And so on and so forth. And so if I'm dealing with learned behavior, it's very difficult to get them to receive the healing of God or the forgiveness of God or the love of God or the blood covenant and so on and so forth. Amen? Our flesh just don't want to do some things. Hallelujah. Never complain about what you permit. The effect of thought on health and body, what you think. What you think, it usually comes from mindsets or learned behavior, and it affects the body because the body is subject to the mind, right? Are you with me? Don't do what they did Friday and go off to California now. Amen? You're here, right? Praise God. Where's Alan working? Oh. See, I'm checking on Alan. He was naughty. Sometimes I just speak things out, so you better be ready in season and out of season when I say something. Now listen, say, this is very important. We went through never complain about what you permit. Effective thought on health and body. What you think affects the body. Now listen now. Change of diet will not help a person who will not change his or her thoughts. When a person makes their thoughts pure, we no longer desire impure food. Well, we got one person, another person. She seems to agree and everything else, but I know God does. That's why the renewed mind is very important. If you don't get pure thoughts in your mind, you see, if you had bad thoughts, unpure thoughts, you'll get pure. You'll go to unpure food and everything else. You just slop everything. And even though you know it's bad for your body, even though you've heard commercials on television, people teach it and pastors teach it and teachers teach it and so on and so forth, they ain't telling me what to eat. I've had so many people since I've been in ministry die because they said, he ain't telling me what to eat. I know one guy who was on his knees. This is how he had to sleep. He had so much weight. He slept on his knees with his head on the couch. Well, he died. I used to preach on this, you see. If you get impure thoughts, you get impure food, and impure food makes the body sick. Amen? Hallelujah. Clean thoughts, clean habits, cleans the mind and the body up. Everybody has heard about junk food. Let me tell you something. You watch yourself. When you have unclean thoughts, you'll just eat every bit of junk food you can get your hands on. Potato chips and all kinds of things. Here comes the chocolate. Is this as though we're trying to get back at somebody? And in doing so, we're hurting the body, our physical body. Amen? Hallelujah. Can you receive them things? Well, I won't say no more about that. It's all on the CD, right, Jeff? Amen. Or DVD, whatever, CD. Hallelujah. Verse 1. We're going to go 12 and 1 and 2. Chapter 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, when he talks about bodies here, he's also talking about this body. Not just this body, but this body here. So as we come together and we start getting out of learned behavior, we start renewing our minds, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us, because no one's perfect here. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. You'll never arrive at being perfect. Jesus is perfect, and we're not. But we are to work and present our bodies holy and acceptable. So as each individual, a part of the body of Christ, does that, that causes the corporate anointing to flow. It doesn't mean he's not here now, because where two are gathered in my name, there I am. But if you want to get more of God, if you want to get the purity, what the anointing does in our lives, you see, you present your body. So we should present ourselves as we come here as the body of Christ. We should do that daily. That's why we pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues, quietly, and we speak the Word of God, because we want to know and have faith what God says about us. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So you hear yourself say, I'm saved, I'm blood-bought, I'm blessed by your grace, your mercy, and so on and so forth. You're hearing yourself saying that. Actually, you're renewing your mind. And you're presenting yourself to God, you see, as to what He says about you. Are you listening? And so, it's not, so all of us are different parts of the body here. There's the five folds I said earlier. There's the thumb and the finger. We're kings and priests. We're sons and daughters, you see. But God says, if you'll each one of us present our bodies, so when we come together, we present His body, the bride, to Him, you see, you'll get the move of the Holy Spirit. Amen? But everybody here has learned behavior. Everybody does. And so my learned behavior was the booze and the drugs and the fighting and so on and so forth. But I had to constantly present myself to God, renew my mind, and stop eating junk stuff. Not necessarily food, but stop eating my thoughts were controlling my life, you see. That learned behavior, stop eating that. Stop letting that be a part of, as you digest, a part of your life. See, learn about Jesus, learn about His love, learn about His grace, learn about His mercy, you see, and renew your mind with that. Then you can present yourself to God, holy, acceptable, because God sees us as He sees Christ. He sees us cleansed in the blood, amen? Hallelujah. So it's important, saints, and this is not the whole teaching on this, but when I came through MS and booze and drugs, I had to constantly renew my mind. I had a lot of learned behavior. Amen? And that's the thing that's very difficult to break off your life. It really is. Because we give more attention to our own thoughts than we do the Word of God. Don't we? Hallelujah. So we have the Holy Spirit in us to help us. But most people don't make the decisions based on the Word of God. They make decisions based on learned behavior. So moms and dads have something to do with it. I only had dad, and some of you just had no mom or dad, but some of you had both. And we watch mom and dad do things, and you'll think about this. Later on in life, when you mature, you find yourself doing the same thing mom and dad done. And some things are very good, and some things are not. Amen? Some people say that know you, you act just like your dad. You act just like your mom. You remember that? Those little sayings that we would hear? So God wants you to know that you want to present your bodies holy, acceptable to God, you see, asking the Holy Spirit. You see, I got to stop eating junk food. I got to stop having eating that learned behavior. If I'm ever going to get into believing God and get out of doubt, you see, if I'm ever going to get to a place where I look at the Word of God and the Word of God says teaches me to do this, but I absolutely refuse to do it, that's doubt. You can see it, you see, but you just don't want to do it. This is the reason why we have so many different denominations in the world today. Some want to do tongues, some want to have a charismatic movement, and some don't. I mean, some people explain tongues away, some people explain miracles away, and so on and so forth. You know why? They're in locked into learned behavior. They just don't want to be led by the Spirit of God because they're not in control. When you're led by the Spirit of God, there's a time you get to where you're not in control. That's how you flow in the gifts. The gifts are gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it's not you, but it's the Holy Spirit flowing that power through you. Amen? And so the flesh will try to shut it down. The mind is enmity against God. It don't know God, don't know how to obey God. So we take the Word of God, and we feed our minds with the Word of God. We renew our minds. We have to present ourselves to God as blood-bought, temple of the Holy Spirit, but there's always this mind. Amen? There's so many people in the body of Christ, saints, that have sick minds, and that ain't putting them down. You know, there's a teaching out there, if they can't, what is that? They can't give to you, they'll take from you and all that stuff. But Jesus said, listen now, this is strange. Jesus said, go out and invite the broken, the hurt, the poor, and all, and into the, he didn't say go out and invite the rich. Oh, God cares for the rich, and God blesses the rich, and so on and so forth. But we got this teaching is, don't hang around. Don't minister to those kind of people, because they'll never help your ministry. And Jesus says, go out there in the byways and highways and invite the broken, the hurt, and so on. Doesn't he say that? You know why? You can't get nothing from them. All you can do is give God to them. See? So we're taught now there's impartation. So if you hang around wealthy people, you'll get wealthy. No, we're taught that. What's his name in Wisdom Keys? He talks about that. So we see poor people, we see hurt people, we see sick people. There was people that came here Friday night. One guy, I mean, you just knew what he was into. The minute I got close to him and touched him, he started bawling like a baby. To see God's love touch him like that. There was another bigger man that came up, big burly man. God started speaking to him. He started bawling, man. He went back, he was crying, said, I want the door. You know why? Men don't. I don't want to see me crying. Hallelujah. So God wants you to understand, you got to present yourself holy, acceptable to God. Now you are cleansed in the blood, we know that. But that doesn't mean the flesh is doing what the blood has cleansed us from. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, praise you, Jesus. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. See, you got to let God change you. You got to let the Word change you. You got to let the Word work in you. You got to have not learned behavior, but spiritual behavior. Amen? Hallelujah. Holy and acceptable to God. Well, we are blood-bought. We're acceptable to God, but we're not always in line with God's Word. Sometimes we doubt things because we just don't want to do what God says to do. There's many times I'll give words to people, and people will almost say, I think it's for her. I don't damn it me. You know why? If I was to say, now listen, I see this great big Brinks truck coming down the road. What's your address? Yeah, that's where he's going. I can see the address. Open the big mouth, the garage door. He's coming in. Everybody goes, bling, 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 bling. But when you say to people, you got to go through a process. You got to get out of that learned behavior. You got to take authority over that learned behavior. That's the Word of God. We got decisions. The learned behavior is here, and the Word of God is here, and you must take the Word of God and speak it to that learned behavior. Amen? This ain't easy, saints. If you came out of a really hurt life, it's really difficult. It's not if you lean to the, it's difficult on the flesh, but all things are possible with God, and all things are possible to those who believe. So I can change my mind. I can change that learned behavior. You see, I haven't arrived. I had a lot of learned behavior. I had a lot of problems in my life. I had multiple sclerosis. I had a lot of learned behavior. I learned it on the street. I taught myself. And so it's not a good thing. Because when you come into being born again, you see, it doesn't work with God. All that learned behavior and all that way you got things out there and the way you control things out there is not the way you're going to do it when you come in the body of Christ. So you're going to present yourself. So if we'll all work at this, we'll see a spiritual awakening. Not only as we come together, but in our own lives. An awakening of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation of tongues and prophecy and the discerning of spirits. That's where God wants to teach us. That's where he wants to bring us. But learned behavior will shut down the gift you don't understand. So the next verse he's saying here, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. You see, you got to be transformed. Transform means change. You got to change. And it's an ongoing thing. You got to give God your attention. You got to give the Word of God. You got to get it in your mind. You got to get it in your life. Changing. Hallelujah. Do not be conformed. In other words, don't agree with that learned behavior. Don't agree with what mom and dad taught you if mom and dad taught you things against. Breaking laws and doing all kinds of things. There's parents that I knew that used to train their kids how to steal. I've seen all kinds of different things. And so God, and now that doesn't mean all parents are bad. That doesn't mean they don't teach us good. But since I was a little one, and what is going on in the schools today, all the learned behavior. You see, you can go out there, you can have a child, all you got to do is go over there and they'll murder it. That's learned behavior. We've learned that we can have get pregnant, have sex, and get pregnant, and go over there and kill the baby. That's learned behavior. Or same-sex marriage. You see, on and on and on and on. And so we've got to renew our minds and come away from that. We've got to renew our minds in the Word of God, in the mind of Christ. Amen? We can't agree with the world. We've got to change so that we can present ourselves to God, you see, and He'll help us change. The Word will change us. If you ever want to see the power of God, it ain't God's problem. You and I have everything we need in us, in Christ Jesus. Everything we need. But it's decision time. We want to make decisions based on those things that are in us, Christ Jesus, on the things we know and the things we'll be comfortable with. I want to change so I can do the same thing. So I want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit more than I'm controlled by a learned behavior of my flesh. Amen? So if you don't learn this, if you don't hear these kind of messages, what happens is you get saved, and 15 years later, you still have walking in that learned behavior. I see it all the time. Most of you people see it. We still react from the flesh. We don't react from the Word of God. That means you've got more flesh than the Word of God in you. So God says, I want you to change. Do not be conformed to this world. Don't agree with, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Good and perfect will. It's God's will for you to walk in the gifts. It's God's will for you to walk in love. It's God's will for you to walk in the blood covenant. It's God's will for you to walk in peace and joy. It's God's will for you to walk in knowledge and wisdom. It's God's will for you to be financially blessed. But it's also God's will, what you heard earlier this morning, seek ye first the kingdom. Amen? God's perfect will is for us to get out of learned behavior, get into the mind of Christ, be controlled by the Holy Spirit as fingers and thumbs in the body of Christ. You see, God wants us to be blessed. God wants the power to be flowing through us, doesn't He? Hallelujah. And so you can go home today and you can discern yourself and say, what kind of learned behavior am I in? We have the gift of discernment, don't we? Instead of discerning someone else first, you need to discern yourself. See, we all want to help other people, and we want to discern them. But if you'll discern yourself, you see, some people here have gone on weeks and months. Learned behavior, still doing the same old thing. Some people here are still in fear. Some people here are still under guilt and condemnation. You got a lot of guilt and condemnation in your life. And the Bible says if you're in Christ, you ain't supposed to have that. Well, what is bringing it in? Your flesh. You haven't been transformed from that. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So we got to make good thoughts. We should have good thoughts, I should say. Turn, if you would, to 1 Corinthians 3:16. We ain't finished that yet. You can't finish it in 20 minutes. So 1 Corinthians 3:16. Praise you, Jesus. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? See, I think we know the Scripture says that, but I don't know if we have truly a move of the Holy Spirit that we know we're the temple, that God lives in us. The temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, in the Old Testament, only the priest could go into the presence. And they had to bring their prayers to the priest. Guess what? We are the temple. Amen? And listen to what it goes on to say here. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy and is holy, which temple you are. Now, God's talking about the body of Christ here. What destroys the body of Christ? What destroys the church? False teachings? Pride? Sowing discord? Taking on other spirits, spirits of error? You see? God wants you to know that we are the church, we are the body of Christ, and we're temples here. We're the temple of God, and if you get a lot of false teachings, or you get a lot of denial of the gifts of the Spirit taught to you, or the supernatural, or you get a lot of denial of visions and dreams taught to you, like you get mindset, you get learned behavior, and all of a sudden you can't receive a vision or a dream, you can't receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit because of false teachings. God don't do that no more. The gifts went away with the apostles, and they're not even gifts of the apostles. They're gifts of the Spirit. I mean, that will tell you that somebody's out of touch with the Word of God. When someone says to you, they left with the apostles, and you go, oh, they did? That means you're not in the Word of God very much, because they're gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so God's not going to destroy us, but just false teachings. I know somebody, a friend of mine, he was a pastor, and he used to teach an awful lot on grace. And there is a grace message and everything else, but there's also some wisdom with that grace too. But he would teach on grace, and they'd go out and drink together, him and the congregation, and so on and so forth. He was an old biker, Hell's Angels, and he used to sleep with three women at one time, and he was still trying to do that. So he came up with this grace message, say, to condone that learned behavior. I knew this guy personally. And so when I jumped on him, I was, are you judging me? Are you doing it, dummy? Hallelujah. If anyone defiles the temple of God, and it comes in many ways, and now he's also including the church now. That's why you see an awful lot of, things going on in the churches today. I had someone talking to me the other day. This lady was trying to get this lady to go through deliverance. This lady was saying, I ain't letting them touch me. There's something wrong. This lady says, it's the pastor. I said, you ever hear about pastors being in pornography? Maybe God's telling her there's something wrong, not telling her what is wrong, but don't let them take you through deliverance because they ain't delivered. It was hard for them to understand. They'd rather argue and fight with each other and everything else about who's going to deliver and so on and so forth. So the church is a part of the temple, and yet we get all kinds of attacks of false spirits, lying spirits, seducing spirits, spirits of error. I know somebody who is well-loved and thought of and a great man of God would teach that Jesus' spirit on the cross received all the sins and his spirit died. Great man of God. No, I'm not going to say, but this is what one of his teachings was. Well, if you sat under that, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. I know people repeat that of him because of who he was, a man who walked with God and everything else. You know why things like that happen in people's lives? Only Jesus is perfect. If you think you're so perfect, you're coming down. You're going to say stuff out of your mouth and God's going to go, and people are going to go, uh-oh, I'm out of here. The pastor's lost it. So let's go down to the body, the thumb and the finger. You people and I have said things. You know why? We don't check it out. We only know in part. We don't go to the Word of God. We just let it flow out of us because it sounds so spiritual. Well, praise God. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. The church should be the example to the world, shouldn't it? And if the church is not willing to go through a change, presenting our bodies wholly acceptable before God, get out of learned behavior, being led by the Spirit of God. And this doesn't happen overnight, saints. But this is what God is telling us today. This is what God was telling me this morning in the prayer closet. I left here Friday night, and I was in such a battle. I'm going home, and my wife is sitting beside me. I says, I'm so sick of this. I know you lovely angels have never done that, but... If I didn't have another lease, I'd shut it down tomorrow. Wife never said anything. She just reached over and touched my hand. I was a demon driving a truck. God said, do you feel better? Sometimes we get things out. Well, I feel better now. See, I have to run down that road there, go home, or just in front of my wife. If I ever said that here, they'd go, uh-oh. Because everybody has different levels of emotions. I may send some emotion to the 14th floor. Other emotions may just budge, say, well, he's just a woman, he's just flesh, he's just... So I have to run out there in the field, man, and... Now, I'm not asking for prayer and being, oh, bless you, Pastor. No. This is real. When you get so many spiritual attacks and you're trying to set the captives free, and they come real close to you, poof, that's how close they are. But spit don't bother them. Just the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's try. I don't even know why I got this down here. Let's try 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 6, 17, 18. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you. Don't touch and walk in that learned behavior. Don't touch that junk spiritual food that you're receiving. It doesn't line up with God's word. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Little condition there, isn't there? Present your bodies wholly acceptable before me. Renew your minds. Get out of that learned behavior. Be led by the word of God. We call ourselves priests and kings and thumbs and fingers and the bride and the body of Christ. Well, it's not just saying it. We have to let God, the Holy Ghost, work in us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then last place is 7, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well, that means you've got to present your body. That doesn't mean I'm holy right now. It does mean we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, but there has to be some cleansing done in us continually. If I want to finish the race, if I want to have my due season, if I want to have a spiritual awakening, there's still cleansing going on. And after it breaks out, there's still cleansing going on. If you're going to get your oil changed, you're going to go to another level, and God's going to expect more from you. He's not going to expect you to live in that learned behavior. He's not going to expect you to be sloppy or slothful. See, a lot of people don't hear this much. But the thing about here is, you know why I'm so blessed? The board didn't hire me. The board can't fire me. So I can say what God says. Now, I've had people tell me, Ellery, you're going to clean the church out. Well, whoever's left, we'll find out where the real Christians are. Amen? Amen? Now, I don't want you to think I'm coming across as I'm perfect just because I got my little white coat on. And see, when I run home, boy, and I say, I'm quitting. Damn devil. Coming after me all the time. Well, you're getting your oil changed, Ellery. You're going to a new level. God's expecting more from you. If you want to walk in that realm, if you want to see in the spiritual realm. See, we want to just stand here and say, let me peek, Jesus. Let me peek, Jesus. Let me peek over there. See, that's what Brandon used to say. He said, I used to like pull myself up like a chin thing. And I'd peek over there. And I'd see phone numbers, addresses. And I'd see people falling off ladders when they're 5 or 6 years old, messing their backs up. And I'd just call that stuff out. And they still had the bad back. And they still had the... And God freed them. Wouldn't you like to have you sit there, boy, and God say, oh, by the way, what does this mean to you? I'm just pointing at her now. Nothing wrong with her now. Let's everybody don't attack. And we say, and I write speak a phone number and say, does that mean? Yeah, that's my phone number. Do you believe that's God? Yeah, you're healed. I was dreaming last night, and I was in a prayer line, and I said to a lady, she had cancer in her left breast, and there was pus oozing out of her nipple. And so I said some things about her life, And I said, you have cancer in your left breast. Do you believe that's God telling you that? She said, yes, because I have cancer in my left breast. And I said to somebody, no, it was Leslie. I called Leslie up, and I said, Leslie, I want you to touch that. And she touched it, and I said, what does it feel like? She says, it's about the size of a half, the size of an egg, almost like an egg. And I said, okay. And so I told her some more things about seeing into that realm. And then I asked her to go in the ladies' room. Leslie went with her, and they came back through the door. The lump was gone, the pus was not oozing, and the breast was healed. And that doesn't mean there's not a gift of healing and a gift of miracles in everything else, but there's something about what Brandon had when he pulled himself up. And you ain't good. It may not happen that way with us, but you may peek into that place and read her mail and tell her everything about herself. That builds faith into her. She believes it's God speaking to her, and she receives the gift of healing. So just to have the gift of healing, God wants you and I to go deeper. It's the gift of healing by laying hands on and asking the Spirit to flow that power through you. That's fine. Pray. That can happen that way. But just think, if you would let God let you peek into a place in someone's life, and he's a God of love, so he's not going to tell you some old sin or something, because the sin's under the blood if you've accepted Jesus. So he's not going to remind you of old sins. But you're going to peek in there and give her some reasons, things about her life that are loving from God, that's going to convince him or her, only God knows this. Well, that's where God's trying to take the body of Christ. All those gifts that were returned to heaven when all those people who went before us died, God's willing to release that now. Kuhlman and Brandon, all these people, you see, that went before us. Those are gifts of the Holy Spirit returned to him, and now he's looking for people. You know what it is? We just don't want to pay the price for the anointing. And you'll have days where I quit. The Spirit of God came on me right shortly after that. It was like I never said it. I went, I'm not disturbed. I'm at peace with God. What is? Well, you see, that's me. You experienced your flesh on the way home. Your flesh don't want to put up with it. What things do your flesh don't want to put up with? And God's taking you out in the desert. God's taking you around the mountain. Yet even the rocks are calling your names. There's people here who are dry, completely dried out. And God is about to water you fresh today. There's people here who are just starting out. If you don't hear the right things, you'll get learned behavior, an unrenewed mind, and you'll get to believe that stuff ain't for today. Amen? Hallelujah. So one more time, verse 17. Come out from among them. You don't want to be under religious speaking people. People that teach you is only for the apostles. Spirits of error. You can if you want to. That's the freedom we have in this country. You see, we can go wherever we want to. We can go to Satan's church, or we can go to New Age, or we can go to the whatever. Come out from among them. Be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you. In other words, a lot of people get caught up, and that doesn't mean that we shouldn't lay hands on people who are homosexuals or sick or got cancer and so on and so forth. The devil's got a lot of unclean stuff, hasn't he? And I'll receive you, and I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God, says the Lord Almighty, God Almighty. So God wants you to understand today, there's people out in the desert, there's people who are dried up. You know this, how dry has been Colorado in the last whatever, and the wind's been blowing. I don't know what I'd do without a day without the wind. I think the end of time was coming or something. But no, I'm telling you, you know how dry it is? And you know how dry it is in your home if you don't have a humidifier running and everything else? All of a sudden, all kinds of things. Your throat dries up and your nose dries up and so on and so forth. Well, I'm trying to say that to express this. People here who are in a dry place. And God is about to give you a drink out of the rock. In the Old Testament, it was Jesus. Jesus is the rock. And he's about to give you a drink. He's about to water you. There's someone here that God's going to completely change your life. There's going to be a desire that has started in you. God is going to energize that desire with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen? So if there's anybody who's out in the mountain, anybody who's really dry, and I don't mean looking at the wind blowing, but you've been really dry. And sometimes when Pastor Mayo steps up, you have trouble receiving it. There's people who pray, gee, I wish you'd shut up and just minister. See, I know that. Hallelujah. I had a guy approach me one time before I close. He knocked on my door. Me and my wife invited him in. And he was a high uckamuck at the Air Force Academy. And he said, I've come over here to tell you something from God. Can I tell you? I said, sure. He said, you're supposed to turn your ministry and checkbook over to me, and you're supposed to go on the road. And he says, you shouldn't preach no more, just minister. That's what God said, don't preach the word. I mean, when you see a man in the position he had over there come in and say something like that, I had all I could do was slamming him one. Learn behavior. This is how we respond. Bang! So I kind of put my hands under my legs and said, help me, Jesus. And he said, guess what? I knew you'd never understand or believe this, so I put it in writing. It was on the Air Force stationery. This is unbelievable. And so I said to Betty, when he left, we're going to pray about this. And so we started praying, God, I want him out of that church. I want him out of that church. We showed up Sunday, him and five other people were gone. See, I was under attack, and I turned to God. I turned to Jesus. Oh, I wanted to punch him. Oh. And he was smaller than me. I know I could have slammed him one. I used to be pretty good with my dukes, man. I can just, I'm going to clean your clock, buddy. Is that Christ talking? No, it's Ellie talking. So there's dry places in your life. Someone has upset you. Someone has said stuff to you and has put you in neutral. In other words, God wants you in drive, or God wants you going forward. And someone has said something to you and slammed you in neutral. Now you feel like not doing anything for the Lord. That means you're in a dry place. Someone has said something. You don't think you're worthy. You've gone into neutral now. And God says he wants the steering wheel. He's going to free you today. He's going to give you a drink from the rock. He's going to refresh you. He's going to let you know that you're somebody. You're more than a conqueror. And you're sons and daughters of God, kings and priests. We are the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And God's going to raise us up. And we're going to present ourselves holy, acceptably before God. Renew our minds on a continuous basis. Because we're going to have a spiritual breakthrough in our lives. A spiritual awakening. In our marriages, in our finances, in our family, in the body of Christ here. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if anybody's in any of those conditions, put that on if you would, Jeff, please. If anybody's in those conditions, any of those conditions, you know, some people can sit in church for a year and be dry and feel lonely. People can come in and sit on your lap and you can still feel lonely. Amen? So anybody who needs prayer for those kind of things, come up here. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, I'm going to receive a drink from the rock. You are my rock. You are my life. You are my grace. You are my Lord. You are my Christ. And I am the temple of your Holy Spirit. So today, I receive refreshing water from the rock. You're changing my oil, Jesus. I'm going to a new level in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Refresh her, Lord Jesus. Oh, let the Spirit of God come upon her, Lord. Whew. Praise you. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch your shoulders right now, Lord. Oh, a fresh drink, Lord. A move of your holy love, Lord Jesus, into my brother, Lord. Holy love, Lord Jesus. Holy love. Holy love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Who praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy anointing, Lord, upon Jay, Lord. Holy anointing, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful presence, Jesus. Holy anointing, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. God says, my son, the door has been opened to you, has never been closed. So I call upon you to make a decision from my mind, saith the Lord, and from the power of my Holy Spirit. There's much to be done for you to finish the journey. There's much for you to do on this earth for me. And I shall provide the anointing, and I shall provide the wisdom, and I shall provide the joy of the Lord coming up out of you and coming upon you. And I shall provide all you need. I am a God that supplies all you need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You'll have whatever you need. But a decision of faith from my spirit into your mind must be made of what you want to do. Because God says, I want you to finish the race according to your call. How you've been serving me, and how I want to promote you, and how I want to change your oil, and how I want to bring more anointing into your life, more of the Spirit of God on the outside and into your mind, how I want to open your eyes to some things deep within the spirit realm that has always been in you, in my spirit, in you, and you have longed for some things, but they haven't been manifested. God says there's a new drink coming from the rock today, a new watering hole, a new place in me, saith the Lord, and you shall receive it, and you shall finish the race, and maybe the call that you didn't know you was called there, because there hasn't been a full manifestation of it, but they will, my son, God says, I shall bring it to pass. My grace shall be with you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord. And I thank you for refreshing, Lord. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, your peace, Lord. I thank you that every storm is stopped right now. Every storm, the peace that quiets all storms in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Holy Jesus. Holy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I touch you right now, Lord. The peace of God. The peace of Jesus. Oh. Presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, a refreshing right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, a refreshing. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, right now, Lord, I bind you, Satan. I bind the principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. I bind you, you lying spirit, in Jesus' name. This man's a man of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's protected by the blood covenant. He's protected by a faithfulness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank you that a new fountain is going to flow in him, Lord. The oil change is going to happen in his life. Great strength is going to come from the Holy Spirit within his life. Great wisdom is going to fall upon him. And great peace, a peace that passes all understanding, is going to be with him. He's not going to be moved by what he sees. He's not going to be moved by what he hears. He's going to believe in your report, Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you and we praise you for this man. And we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in his life, Lord. The freedom has come to him today. The drink has come to him today. The oil change has come to him today in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my son, the journey's not over. There's a freshness of my spirit coming upon you. You're going to loose your tongue and say things that you haven't said for some time, because faith is going to rise up in you, the gift of faith, and it's going to flow through you. And it's going to cause you to conquer some things that are going on in your mind and your body right now. Faith in Jesus Christ is going to rise up in you. The healing faith right now, the healing faith. Oh, and the anointing is going to break the yoke of bondage. You shall come back alive again. You shall feel strength where you didn't feel strength. You shall feel peace where you didn't feel peace. You shall receive wisdom where you didn't have it. Because God says there's plenty of wisdom for you, my son. It shall rise in you. And look for the gift of faith is going to flow in you in a bigger way. Gift of faith in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pour this in his hands, Lord, in Jesus' name. Calling those things that are not as though they are. It's going to run through his hands, Lord, and up through his arms, all through his shoulders, Lord, and all up through his mind, Lord. It's going to rest right here. There's a big bubble of oil, a big bubble of oil over your head. Hallelujah. It's going to break. It's going to fresh anoint you. It's going to change your oil. It's going to cause you to feel and think different. It's going to destroy that which has been hanging around in your thinking. It's going to destroy that which is hanging around in your thinking. It's all going to go. Fire! Fire! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see it. It's a woodworking tool. It's called a plane. And you plane the wood. In other words, you get it smooth. There's a plane going on. There's a planing going on by the Holy Spirit. There's something being smooth in your life and in your marriage and in your husband's life. There's something being smoothed by the Holy Spirit. So God says, my daughter, just receive this. Let the smoothing take place, because that's where the oil, this smooth place where there's no bumps and no worldly things or flesh in that, where the oil is going to cling to it. The oil is going to rest upon this smooth places in your life. This oil is, yeah, the presence of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It seems like it's difficult. It seems like it's long. But the distance has been very, very much shortened today, where I can see you breaking into some light. There seems to be a shadow on where you're traveling, but people think it was the shadow of the enemy, but it's the shadow of the protection of God in Psalms 91, staying under the shadow of protection of the Almighty. But then the shadow kinds of moves, and then there's a great light. A great light. Light will bring blessings. The devil will not come near it. There's going to be an explosion of light, explosion of promises that God has spoken to you. And there's going to be an anointing flowing into your body for healing and for encouragement. For healing and for encouragement. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. In the blessed holy name of Jesus, Lord, under the shadow and protection of the Almighty, His light shall shine, Lord. He's coming out of that for some reason and coming into a light that will provide, a light that will provide every need in his life and his family's life in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, I touch her, Lord, right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see a great big mushroom. It's got a big top on it. And God, as I'm waiting for God to explain, and God said, that's a protection. This top thing is a protection. In the Old Testament, he had something come out of the ground, and it protected somebody from the sun, and then it was taken away. God is going to do this several times in your life. There's going to be a protection, then he's going to, because he's trying to teach you how to walk in the authority. He's trying to teach you how to walk in the authority. So sometimes you feel and sense the presence, the protection of the Holy Spirit. He's still there, but he has the ability to withdraw it so that you can, by the Spirit of God, take authority, speak in my name, saith the Lord. So it's going to come and go several times. We thank you and we praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. The authority, the power flowing into her in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is strange. When I get up in front of you, I see a big robe on you. It's red. And I see like a king's hat or whatever they wear, whatever you call those things, on your head. And it's got, at the bottom of it, it's got rubies around it. It's white. It's got a red band around it with rubies. They look like the rubies to me. One on the bottom and one on the top. And right here on the gown is some white straps on a red gown with some stones in it. Hallelujah. God says, this is what I think of you. This is where I've placed you. This is what I've covered you with. This king, this kingdom thinking, this king thinking. And God says, my son, if you'll learn this and if you'll confess this, if you'll call those things that are not as though they are, if you stop leaning towards your own understanding, acknowledging what I just said to you, saith the Lord, there's going to be a breakthrough. There's going to be a breakthrough. And the breakthrough is going to be in your thinking. there's going to be a breakthrough in your thinking, says the Lord. So God says, my son, it shall come alive in you. I've spoken it to you. You have to learn to call upon my spirit, and he'll release the gift of faith in you, that you can have faith in what God said to you, that you'll cause it to come to pass by speaking it, by saying it, because you have the right things on you, because God has placed them on you. There is some grace along with this. He's talking about favor and grace. Your mind has great tendency to try to go into guilt and condemnation, or you're not worthy, or you can't do this. But God says you're going to get a revelation. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So the grace of God is going to be with you. But just remember what he put on your head and what he slung over your shoulders in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see two palm trees, and in between it, it looks like a hammock, but it's not. It's blue, and it's got some white around the outside of the blue, and it's a protection. But there's something about the palm trees and the blue. There's something that God's going to have you do that's anointed in another country, in another country. God's got something called. It doesn't mean you may. I don't think I'm getting. You won't be stationed there, but you will go. And when you do, if you'll have the obedience to what I tell you, there's going to be a hammock. Will there be some rest? That blue, that presence is going to cause you to come into a rest. You're going to know it's done because it's done, but you're going to set the captives free. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Holy Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We exalt and lift you up today, Lord Jesus. You are the mighty King. You are the Lord. You are the Savior. We lean upon you, Lord Jesus Christ. We need you so much. If we have learned behavior, we ask the Holy Spirit to teach us how to renew our minds, how to present ourselves holy, acceptable to you through the Word of God. We know how you see us, Lord, but we don't see ourselves that way because we're not led by the Spirit. And we want the anointing, the Holy Spirit, to teach us. We want to present this body and as individuals to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We want to walk in your will. And we know what your will is. It's our Father God, it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You took sin on Jesus, our sin, so we could take on your righteousness. So we thank you and we praise you today, Lord Jesus, for that wonderful resurrection power, for that anointing of the Holy Spirit upon our lives. We want to grow, Lord. We want to go beyond ourselves. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Every desert walk, everybody got a fresh drink, whether sitting in the pews or up here. And we thank you that we're refreshed. We thank you we will not forget, because we'll ask the Holy Spirit to keep reminding us about presenting ourselves and how you see us, Lord Jesus. We bring every thought into the obedience of you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we just give you praise and honor and glory as our King, our Lord, our Savior, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 Yeah, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.